Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. It's Wednesday, the time is 6, the date is the 21st of February, and the year is 2018. The Jewish day today is the 6th, Vav Be'Adar, and the year is 5,778.
Yeah, Adar is the best month of the year. When Adar comes,
we marbim besimcha.
Yeah, marbim besimcha.
Meaning?
English.
We
have a lot of fun.
We increase
the level of fun. Yeah.
Increase the celebrations.
Roy, 1 week today is Purim.
Here you go. You know it. I didn't know it. But here you go.
And you know what you do in Purim?
Yes.
What?
Get drunk and get happy.
You get drunk until you don't know bad from good.
Yeah. Ooh, motherless.
Vibrate.
Yeah.
That's my favorite day for Isaiah.
Nice. They call it in Hebrew, they call it Ad Lo Yada, till he doesn't know. That's the one. So Ad Lo Yada. Anyway, if you didn't know by now, the time is now 6:07, and you're listening to the Pawn Stars Unplugged. Today is Wednesday. That's why you're listening to the Pawn Stars Unplugged. If you didn't catch it yet, that's only. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my Pawn Stars. So let me start with the first Pawn Star, which is the fifth Pawn Star, Sasha Star. Woo! From the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant, also our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. His name is Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
From 96 Centon Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash, is also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Welcome, Leon Lebon.
That's me. Thank you.
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Say hello to Peter Feldman.
Yay. Thank you, Roy. We got some exciting films opening this week.
We are, huh?
Yes. Great. Got a couple of Oscar nominations.
Oh, Oscar nominations.
Yes.
I thought one of those nice movies.
Nice. Oh, he's moving his
No, we're having video added up to the show now.
So we've got to be careful.
Slowly. No, we mustn't be careful. Because of video, it's not connected to the BCCSA. So
And we can edit it. So we can edit all the things that Roy say off air that's really not appropriate.
And the other naughty things he does.
God forbid, I'm not naughty.
Really?
I'm telling you, I'm not naughty.
Just look in the mirror and listen at that face.
My mommy says I'm such a good guy. I promise you.
Your mom always tells the truth about you. What she thinks is the truth.
Arin, let me introduce you first of all, because otherwise they'll think that I'm talking to somebody else. Anyway.
The one that makes you gray.
Yeah. She's the lady that gives me a hard time. No. She's not my wife. She hails from the deeps dark of Keshin in Hyde Park. She also a jewelry person. If anyone needs ring for any occasion, call our office and talk to her. Her name is Irene Bauer. Her telephone number is 325-7777. Welcome, Irene Bauer.
Thank you, darling.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. She hails from 96 Centon Drive together with Liel. Her name is Nicole.
Yay.
And actually, it's not a rumor. It's a fact.
Sexy.
And please don't forget to like us on our Facebook page as Pawn Stars on 101.9.
And yourself?
Oh, my name is Roy Peretz. I said before. Yay! My name is Roy Peretz.
Yeah. Irene, you must listen. You must listen to what Roy has to say.
Okay. She just likes to hear him twice.
So, okay.
He just said that she never listened to him and she gave him a hard time. So
yeah, but... and she's not blonde.
It's not a problem. We can dye hair.
Only in mind, yeah.
If you're listening from all over the world... And you know, there's a lot of people, we know there's a lot of people listening from all over the world, outside South Africa anyway. I'm getting mail from USA, Canada, South America, Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Greece, Israel, and more. Basically, whoever, you know, all the South Africans that left South Africa, they're sending us email, which is very nice. They love our show. They say we're funny. I don't know.
Roy, the Spanish-speaking countries, they love your accent.
They like my accent.
Yeah, she speaks a bit of Spanish, too.
Nobody does my accent. Yeah, all right. So, we woke up this morning for another violent attack on a police station. 5 policemen were killed and another soldier that was standing there were killed.
24.
I heard it on another news. Doesn't matter. Anyway, they killed them to take the ammunition. They killed the police to take the
ammunition. Take their weapons.
To take the weapons and ammunition. It's amazing that we went the whole day and really, you know what? People didn't really scratch anybody. Huh? It was just an attack on a police. This is nothing. 5 policemen died. 6 people just lost their lives.
Another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. Another day. So anyway, it was in Eastern Cape, in some sort of, apparently, in a small town. I don't know exactly how to... What is the name of the town? Anybody remembers?
No, I don't.
Well, it doesn't matter. What we remember is that there was a stingray that gave birth to fish. It is a fish. Sorry. Pardoname. It's a fish. A fush. Anyway. So that's, you know what, I cannot just sit and not say nothing about it. You know, I've got a very funny show today. And I want to, but we cannot do funny if we don't say what is wrong with our country. So with this, I think this corruption and bad governance killed this beautiful land. And hopefully this new guy is going to do something about it. Yes, there's a lot of good feeling about this new government coming in and whatever. But this guy as well is starting talking about giving land again. And I don't understand. I actually don't understand what he's going to do. What is he planning to do?
It's not a new government. It's a few new people, but it's still the ANC. And whatever you look at it, it's still the ANC. So it's got to see what Cyril Ramaphosa is going to do, President Cyril Ramaphosa. And there are a lot of promises. He promised he's going to give this education bill thinking. He's already started. They've upped VAT from 14 to 15%.
Is it upped already?
It's upped. It's from the 1st of April. That's Fool's Day.
That's
which
beautiful.
Is a good day to up the VAT. And there are a few other things you should know. You're businessmen.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
The petrol levy is going up 50-odd cents.
Oh, wonderful.
Our telephones is 061, our WhatsApp, 061-895-1019. You can actually call us from overseas. You just do +61 895 1019. Our studio number is 010-140-3020 and 34519. That's our SMSs. So please communicate with us. Tell us what your thoughts are. Like I said, if from listening from outside South Africa, or if you miss our show, don't forget that you can listen to our podcast. Just go into CASHIFM.com and press listen live. You can listen to us now, or if you go to the podcast, if you missed the show, tomorrow the show will be appearing on a podcast. You go on the Wednesday, you'll see the Porn Stars Unplugged, and I promise you, it is the best show in town. So listen to it. I just want to tell you something. As much as I love South Africa, and I do love you. Yeah.
Roy, I got a message for the kids. Can I read it sometime?
Please do.
Listen up, kids. Purim is coming, and you could win with a Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood Purim Fancy Dress Competition. Now, listen to this. The most creative homemade costume will win 1,000 Rand Pick and Pay gift card. That's a lot of money. The best dress costume will win 750 Rand Pick and Pay gift card.
Ooh.
The cutest costume will win a 500 Rand Pick and Pay gift card. So get your fancy gear on for the Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood Purim Fancy Dress Competition. It's going to take place in the Centre Court at Norwood Mall on Sunday, the 4th of March at 11 a.m. Thank you.
This is great. This is great. I just want to put something, and I want... I'm sure many people will like that. I love it. And
dressing up?
No. Dressing up, yeah, I like that too. But listen to that one. There's 20 reasons.
I thought you like undressing.
My wife is not listening. I like undressing.
She's listening.
Hey, Miriam.
Miriam Makeba. So let me tell you why I put it in the background. There's 20 reasons why South Africa is the best country in the world. So it's like this. It works like this. It's never your fault. You can always blame it on apartheid. Whatever happened? Apartheid. The company that supplies our electricity begs you every night, please don't buy electricity. Save electricity. Don't buy electricity.
Don't buy our product.
Don't buy our product. Please don't. You can experience pathetic services in 11 different languages where you can do it all over the world. We're the only country in the world where illegally striking workers show how angry they are by dancing.
And singing.
And singing.
Yeah.
And then the cops shoot them. and then they take the cops to court. The only country.
But we also the only country that have what you call it, what you just call it,
Illegal strike?
This striking season.
We've got
we have striking season.
So that's 21. We have striking season. You considered clumsy if, guys, listen, and listen to this one. You consider clumsy if you cannot use a cell phone without a car kit, change CD, drink a beer, put makeup, read newspaper, smoke, and the same times while driving 160 kilometers in a 60 kilometer zone. This is, yeah.
And be a taxi driver with 20 passengers in an
11-seater.
Yeah. Roy, talking about striking, the only thing that doesn't strike in this country are a box of matches.
You can say that again. Proper. So then, what do we have more? The president has more wives than basically Alexander the Great.
The ex-president.
Okay, you can say that, the ex-president. It's got more wives than the... How much has this one got?
Then Solomon.
Cyril.
He's got only one wife.
Who?
She's a doctor or something, isn't it?
No, that's his wife, yeah, and he's got four children.
Four?
Four
that
children.
We know of.
Well, I'm not saying that.
No, I'm just... do you know of anything else you can say?
I'm not saying anything.
Give him a chance, give me. Just start.
No one listening, it's only between us.
So, you heard, Eitan.
What?
He just became the prime minister.
Give
the president
him a chance,
last
give him
week.
A couple weeks.
Exactly.
So the president basically has more wives, and the ex-president has got more wife, children than Alexander the Great, and has built a palace... For all of them, without knowing how much it costs. I mean, it's...
Yeah, right.
Now, if you live in Johannesburg, listen carefully, guys, Johannesburgers. Yeah, listen to me. If you live in Johannesburg, you can brag about living in the most dangerous city in the world.
I'm doing something right.
What do you mean?
I'm doing something right. At least I'm living in...
In
most
a city of
city.
Yeah, renowned city.
Now listen, I think you know Beglebars. Beglebars become a feature and a great selling point for your home. So basically, if you have Beglebars, you can say, but the house is not there. I've got Beglebars. I mean,
it's an added charge
more. You can charge more.
It's come with all the necessary fittings.
Yeah, and even more than that is Beglebars, electric fencing, security cameras, alarms. Let's get better.
The necessities.
Do you know, Roy, do you know what Nicole's middle name? Danger. Danger is a middle name.
Nicole brackets Danger.
When you think about it.
You know, the tow trucks are the first to come on a scene of accident without being called. The police, you have to call like 20 times before they come.
Roy, isn't it we the only country that pedestrians are allowed on a highway?
I don't think they're allowed, but they do it anyway.
They're not allowed, but who cares?
Who cares, exactly. You know what it is? Let me tell you something about this country. It will be amazing. To people that listen to us from all over the world, they won't understand. Illegal immigrants in this country leave the country because of the high crime rate.
Yeah.
Let me tell you another thing. The police ask you, when you open a case to the police, and this is in South Africa only, the police ask you after they fill up the case, say, do you want us to follow up with the burglary?
No, that's why I reported it.
The other day I went to the police station and I had to give them a pen. They'd run out of pens.
There you go.
And paper.
Yeah, you're lucky they had paper. Yeah.
No, they ran out of paper.
A murderer gets 6 months sentence and a pirate TV viewer gets 2 years. That's in South Africa. The prisoners can strike and vote in elections.
Unbelievable.
It's all facts, guys. It's all facts. The military have unions, and they will only obey orders after a vote. They're peeling potatoes there, all right. Now listen to this. The police stations have panic buttons to call armed response.
Boy, my word.
Well, they got security companies looking after police stations. Yeah. That's
they get caught by surprise.
Now, police cars are fitted with immobilizers and gear locks. listen to that one. That's fine. Condoms are free. Plastic bags, you have to pay in the supermarket. I promise you, whoever listens to us from all over the world will understand. This is not a joke.
Do you remember they used to hand out condoms at the robot and they were stapled? to something.
So you used to hand out what?
The condoms. Two pieces of paper. Yeah, they were hiding in the nut at the rabbits and that
condoms with staplers to them.
They have to have an explanation page, an instruction page. You must put it like this.
And that's too late.
Please remember to remove the stapler, not to pinch yourself.
Crime is the biggest job creator in the country. I mean, crime is the biggest job creator in the country, believe it or not. And followed by government.
It's like this joke, what was before Eskom, you know?
Electricity. What was before candles, electricity, yeah. There is a national presidential helpline which nobody answers. You know that one?
Your call will be answered.
Your call is important
to us.
Yeah.
You are 3,471 in the line, and your call will be answered on Thursday next week.
Yeah. Maybe.
And it's then you the get most, cut off.
Yeah, it's the most permanent message in the country.
So this is more or less about our country, but
we love it, Roy.
I love the country. Yeah. I really love the country, and I really wish that it would be just slightly, you know.
No other country have Maria Makeba and
she's amazing.
Awesome, she's amazing.
But you know what? We want to dance.
Yes.
So let me put this one for dancing. Yeah, let me tell you. I think
slow dance.
Everybody get ready.
Slow dancing.
I didn't say slow. I said dance.
Dance. Okay.
I don't know if you remember that one. So we're going to dance. And after that, we're going to listen a little bit to our sponsors. Time is 6:22. After that, thank you for staying with us. So hopefully you like the song.
I've got a question. Tell me. Do you have this applause? Everywhere you come in, you just put an applause that you will... Eh?
He just pushes a button when like he comes into the
shop.
Buttons.
When he comes into the shop, you have this applause that he put for himself. When he's getting into his car, he put applause.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. First of all, you're right. You're right.
It's a question.
At the office, I pay the people to applaud me. But yeah, if I don't have that, then I mean.
Oh, come on.
You don't need it. You got natural applause.
Guys, no. Let's prove him wrong. Give a round of applause for Roy. Come on.
Thank you.
You don't have to clap for yourself.
I don't. Thank you.
Roy, do you have applause at home?
Yeah.
What do you mean? My wife applauds.
No, she boos.
Does she applaud you after each performance?
Yeah.
Only after the good performances.
Hey, we're getting near the bone.
Listen, we can see on camera you're blushing, bro.
And he's normally dark, so blushing is
Valentine's
blushing.
There's another guy that was... Eliran is saying, hi, Roy, you forgot to say how trains are too tall for the railroads. Hey. I promise you.
You're busy.
I have to upload you.
Eliran, I want to tell you something. It's a scoop. Nobody knows it, but we're busy fixing it.
No, it's only 50 billion they
we're
spent.
We're busy fixing it. Not South African. Us, the porn stars.
The railroads. Yeah, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. We ourselves, we're going to make them shorter. But anyway, thank you for staying with us. 010-140-3020. Our WhatsApp line, believe it or not, 061-895-1019. 34519. $1.50 it will cost you, but send us some SMS so we can read them. Now we're going to go to movies, but before we're going to go to movies, I'm going to put that thingy here. Hold on a second. The thingy, because it has to be. Otherwise, I will always forget. So here you go.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy, and it's an exciting week. And the reason it's so exciting is that three movies which have been nominated for Oscars in various categories are opening this week. So it's going to be interesting for people to see it and to come to their own conclusions. Who should win? Who shouldn't win? Who's good? Who's bad? Who's indifferent? The three movies I'm talking about today is Call Me By Your Name. It's a very controversial movie. It's about a young guy who falls in love with an older guy during a vacation.
A young guy falling
in love with an older guy. In an Italian setting, the older guy is working for the younger guy's father. The older guy is named Oliver. The younger guy is named Elio, and he's played by Timothée Chalamet. It's a name.
Name that I will never remember.
He's got an emphasis on the E. So how do you pronounce that?
Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet.
Yes, it's Timothée. And he's Jewish.
I know he's Jewish. Yes. And
maybe it's a Gary Cartman. Timothée.
Timothée.
Then why does he have an emphasis on the E?
Which E?
On the last E. It's in the credits.
No, it's Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, but then is he being pretentious? I mean, he was born in 19... He's 22 years old. Yeah. So he's young. And he's actually in two movies.
He wants to be
he's
special.
He's in two movies that have both been nominated.
Lady Bird as well.
He's in Lady Bird. But he's also been nominated for an Oscar.
The story of Call Me By Your Name is actually written by an Egyptian Jewish author.
Yes, because there's a strong... It's a Jewish couple.
Yes.
Who live there. And they allow this to happen in their home. Of their son, who's 17 years old and very precocious, falling in love and having a scene with this older guy who happens to be the assistant to the father, who's an archaeologist. And the older guy's played by Armie Hammer, who is a very good-looking guy, and he's been in a few movies. And it's a movie that will strike a chord with quite a few people. It's an art house movie. I didn't feel that comfortable with it. I didn't think it was a great movie. But it made a point about relationships, and this was in 1983. So it was still in the early days. Yes, Irene?
So it's based on a gay couple.
It's
movie.
A gay... Well, they're both gay.
Yeah.
Eventually, there's a twist. I can't go into too much detail. No.
You know, if only one of them is gay, it doesn't really work because it's quite sore, I must say.
Were you bad?
The second movie, if I'm allowed to continue.
You are allowed to continue.
Thank you. Please. Now, to me, this was a great movie. It's called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And it's a long title. And it's a great movie. It's got dark humor. It's got heartfelt moments. It's played by three very good character actors. One is Frances McDormand. And her daughter was raped and murdered in this town. And the police did nothing about it. So what she did was she hired a firm to put three adverts in this old, dilapidated, rotting billboards. There are three billboards outside this small town. And she says, my daughter was raped. She was murdered. What are you doing about it? And she talks to the police chief. Has he done anything about it? Obviously not. And this is her way of telling people that, you know, they must wake up and do something. And this is just the start of the narrative.
Vukuzenzila.
Yeah.
Wake up and do something. Am I right?
Yeah, right.
Here you go. Vukuzenzila.
Woody Harrelson plays the police chief, the butt of this attack. And Sam Rockwell plays one of the officers, a racist, a demented maniac. And he's so good and he's so funny. But the movie has a tragedy to it. But I must say, it is so well made. There's so much, there's a balance between the tragedy and the comedy, dark comedy. And it's very difficult for a director to actually maintain a kind of equilibrium in trying to get his story across. And I must say, I enjoyed every minute of it. And I hope it wins a couple of Oscars, because Frances McDormand has been nominated. And it's going to be interesting, because in another film, which is also opening this week, called Lady Bird, that young Irish actress Saoirse Ronan has also been nominated, and she's also very good. Lady Bird is about growing up in a small town as well. Actually, it's in Sacramento, and it might be, some people think it might be an autobiography of Greta Gerwig, who is also a well-known American actress. And this is her debut movie. This is her first movie she's made. And it's brilliant. And I must say, Saoirse is fantastic. She plays this young girl. It's a coming-of-age movie. She's always fighting with her mother. She's not happy at school. Her mother sends her to this Roman Catholic school. And she sends it all up. She doesn't go. She meets these various guys. And it is so well made and thoughtful and... there's surprise elements within it. So that is the third movie. So you've got Call Me By Your Name, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and Lady Bird. So it'll be interesting to see how people react to these movies. Then there's also Loving Vincent. Now, Loving Vincent is the world's first fully painted feature. and it's produced by an Oscar-winning studio. The people behind it are Dorota Kobila and Hugh Welchman, and it's all done in paintings, original paintings, well, paintings by Vincent van Gogh. It's about him, and the narrative is about the mystery surrounding his death. They say he committed suicide. Some say he didn't. And this was in 1890 in France. So the whole film is paintings one after the other. It's a bit dizzying to watch it, but it's somebody totally different, very refreshing, and it hits the animated world in a new dimension. It puts the animated films in a new dimension. And then there is a film made in South Africa, Roy.
Yeah.
This is called...
Is it going to be an Oscar?
It's not going to be an Oscar. Anyway, it's called 24 Hours to Live with Ethan Hawke, who...
I thought with Gershon Shabalala, I mean, 24 Hours to Live.
Right, it's a bad movie. That's all I'm prepared to say.
Okay. I thought it's about Zuma.
So, what do we have now? Well, I want to just lighten a little bit because, for my opinion, I mean, there must be a little bit of... Maybe once in a while they must put a couple of blue movies there so we can see the difference between how good movies are, bad movies
are done. I saw a blue movie for 2.5 hours. It was just blue. Various shades of blue. Dark blue, light blue.
I'm talking
that's why
about...
it's called a blue movie, Roy.
Do you see the big blue?
Big blue.
Blue by you.
You meant more about deep... Okay, never mind.
You know what? It's going down. I'm yelling. I really hope you like it. And if you don't, I don't care. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget it. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. 0101403020. 061-895-1019. 34519. It will cost you $1.50. Give us your thoughts.
I'll give you a thought.
Yes.
Very interesting fact. Okay. Is that why I see smoke? Yes.
And steam. Coming out of her ears, yeah.
So let me tell you. First of all, today is the 21st of February, 2018. What is the thought?
What part of the anatomy does not receive blood?
Is it you? We're talking about you.
You as a specific or...
Exactly.
By me is the brain.
No, seriously.
No, by Ethan it's something else.
There's
by
a part of them. Really?
Yes.
Or maybe the hair?
No.
The nails? The nails?
No. Nope.
Make it quick because the
cornea.
Cornea.
Receives oxygen.
Only? All right.
Only oxygen.
All right. The and time is now 6:43. We don't have much time.
Yay!
So today is the 21st of February, 2018. And on the 21st of February, Liverpool almost purchased. Purchased
she,
Avi
she
Cohen.
She invited
Avi Cohen for a trial.
No, that was in 1979.
Yeah.
Actually, Avi Cohen, I think in 82, if I'm not wrong, maybe 83, he joined Liverpool.
Yeah.
He joined Liverpool and played there for a very long time. Yeah, about 3-4 years. And we have to also say the late Avi Cohen, he passed away quite a long time ago.
Did he pass away? From
he
what?
He passed away motorbike, but a scooter. Someone hit him when he was driving a scooter. And he have a head injury and he was in coma for a very long time and he passed away.
So let me tell you some more things. So what do we have today? Today there was
a... You know who else had a birthday today?
Who?
I have to say. Who? Also a late... Kurt Cobain, do you know who is Kurt Cobain?
No idea.
Yes.
Kurt Cobain is, I'll tell Roy because he don't have no ideas. He's the singer of a very famous a band called Nirvana.
Oh, Nirvana! I didn't like that.
And
so
he died. And he died. Yeah, I was a teenager when they were on. That was my scene.
Yeah.
He was famous. He was famous.
Okay.
Again, we start.
And you, how long ago were you, teenager?
I was quite a while ago.
By the way, Kurt Cobain would turn today 51, so it's not that
he's younger than
me. He's part of the 27 club. He killed himself when he was 27 in 1994.
Oh, nice.
He shot himself with a shotgun.
Otherwise, you'll continue making those horrible songs.
Right? No. He's a genius. He changed a lot of people's life. Right?
By the way, Irene, when you ask Roy about teenager, Liel can say when I was a teenager, but we can say once upon a time.
Yeah, and that Roy is a teenager because he likes
girls.
In a
land far, far away.
You're adorable, Aiton.
I hate women, though.
Shane, you got to love them because your wife is a woman.
Today, there was a girl, woman, yeah. Old woman, but her name was Jean-Louise Clement. It was a French... she was a French woman who was the longest confirmed human living person. She died at the age of 122 and 164 days.
She was born. You know why?
Yeah.
Because her husband didn't die, so she didn't want to
no,
die.
No, 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 my brother. She changed 3-4 husbands. She was horrible. You should have seen the pictures.
She didn't change, she killed them.
By the way, you're talking about the French people. So I just want to tell you that today in 1431... started the trial of Joan of Arc.
Oh, nice.
So she is a famous
hero. And they did
lady.
Find her guilty, isn't it?
Did they cut her head off, no?
Well, no, the burned
her. The burned her, yeah.
The burned her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the burned her and then cut her head off.
Maybe too.
Or cut her head off and then burned her.
Possible. Everything possible.
Yeah, what is it? Scotland? Allo, it's French.
So this woman, she was born in 1875. She only died in 1997. I mean, think about it.
This woman,
Jean-Louise, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but let me tell you what she says. She says, always keep your smile. That's not for the Jewish woman. She never smiled. Always keep your smile. That's how I explain my long life. I think it just made other people miserable. That's why you keep your long life.
French people, they're rough. They smoke. They drink. How can she live so far?
Making other people miserable. It's a gift. No, it makes... When you make somebody else miserable, you just make them live longer and longer.
It's like vitamin B.
Yeah, it's energy.
Help you thrive.
Positive energy.
Every age has its happiness and troubles. That's what she said. She said, death doesn't frighten me. I think she's scared death. You know who more? Alan Rickman. You remember Alan Rickman?
Yeah,
oh, he died. Shame. I mean, he was actually this.
Awesome,
he died
awesome.
At the age of 70. He was born in today in 1946 and died the 14th January 2016. He says actors are agents of chance of change. A film, a piece of theater, a piece of music, a book. Can make a difference if you can change the world. All right. It wasn't that difference. Talent is an accident of genes and a responsibility. I know accidents. Yeah.
Yes.
Who more? Who
Why
more
did
we
you look at me?
Oh,
please,
that
someone that we know.
Jennifer loves you, Live Hewitt. No. She was really nice.
A table for five. That was about 25 years ago.
She was really nice.
Was it her?
What's that?
Party of five, not table.
Party of five. Okay,
not
in
table.
Hebrew, it's a table.
Yeah,
for
but
five.
That's Hebrew.
Sorry. I know Hebrew. I said it was 30 years ago.
Anyway, she's 39. She's already second hand. But anyway,
she's nine.
She loves
second hand.
She loves Italian food and pasta. All right. Listen. Then we've got. Listen to this. We've got it's Michael James McIntyre.
Yeah.
But his name is Michael Hazan James McIntyre.
Ah, he's one
Jewish?
Of ours, yes.
With a name like McIntyre, I wouldn't
he's a cousin.
He's half Jewish, half Scottish.
Half Jewish, half
McIntyre Scottish.
Yeah. All right, so he was born today as well. He's 42 years old, and he says, I've got a little baby. I made him. He doesn't speak. He's two. He's a slow learner. He only got two words. Car and map. I'm slightly worried he's trying to escape. I'm slightly worried he's trying to escape. If this next word is his passport, we've got a serious problem.
He's out of there.
He also says, do you think I look like Pierce Brosnan with a mouthful of sweets? I think he does.
A body full of sweets, yeah.
Then he's got, Riyad Mahrez.
Riyad Mahrez.
He's 27 today.
Good for him.
Professional footballer. He plays for Leicester City.
He tried a lot of times to move away from Leicester.
But they want like 100 million for him. I don't think he's worth like 20.
Nobody will give him.
Yeah. You know who I like? I really do like Kelsey Kramer. Kelsey Grammer, the guy from Frasier. From Frasier, American actor, voice actor, comedian, producer, director, writer, singer.
We said Frasier, but you know where he started. Where do you know him from?
Cheers. No, okay.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah. So he started Everybody Cheers. Know. Yeah. Woody Allen.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
What's his name?
Ted Danson.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of famous
then we've
guys.
Got. So anyway, he's 63 years old. He says, prayer is when you talk to, well, prayer is when you talk to God. Meditation is when you're listening. That's what he says. Yeah. My favorite snack is a caviar. Here you go. Not bad. It's caviar.
Caviar is not kosher. A snack. It's eggs.
That's his snack.
If you're making it from carpius.
And if you make it out of beluga, well, I don't know, whatever. Anyway,
the rabbis will decide.
He says he was always...
whale is a memo, eh? Are you aware that whale doesn't put eggs? There's no eggs.
Whatever.
Okay.
They're mammals.
He says he likes audience and performing, and you know, applause.
He likes applause.
Let me tell you, the number one person that was born today was Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Eh?
Aww.
Sunshine.
Aww.
He was a Zimbabwean revolutionary and politician.
Was. He served. I love the was.
Yeah, he was. He was.
It's time for him to lay to rest.
He was a prime minister of Zimbabwe at the beginning from 1980 to 1987, and then a presidente. He was el presidente, el Chapo, since 1987 to 2017. He was born in February 24. He's 94 years old today. And he says he loves white people. He says the only white man you can trust is a dead one.
Wow.
Yeah. Our party must continue to strike fear in the heart of white men, our real enemy.
Okay.
It was not enough punishment and suffering in history that we were uprooted and made hopeless slaves, not only the colonial outpost, but also democracy.
Yeah, and God go and take Changara and not him.
And kill him, yeah. You see, he says, that's something you'd like. He says, I've died many times. I've actually beaten Jesus Christ before he only died once.
He's a zombie.
He is the best. He's, what's his name? He says, Zimbabwe will never be a colony again. He says, Zimbabwe is for Zimbabweans.
Well, maybe now, after he's gone.
It's for him.
Yay.
We are not angry, he says, we are not angry.
He's not angry, I'm sure.
He says, we are not angry. We are full. We don't need too much food. I mean, we don't want to be choked.
Of course.
That's what he said.
That's why he don't give food for his people. He don't want to choke them. He
said enough.
Man.
Now, let me ask you something. The time is now 6:53. We've got like 7 minutes to go. And I've got a question for all the for the audience at home and for the guys here. It's actually quite a question, because we always say women are always right. Am I right? Women are always right.
Always.
What do you
always.
Mean say? It's a law.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
So now let's say you walk into a shop that your wife is the shopkeeper. You're the client. You're going to buy something. Now, who's right?
Always you're the wife.
The wife.
You're right or she's right?
The wife.
But
the
you
wife.
Also said the customer is always right.
No.
So who is right?
Your wife overrules that
so
rule.
So the customer is wrong?
Yes.
Wow. There you go. For this time, your customer is wrong.
Wow.
You understand? Eitan, what do you have for us?
I've got a little story. You know, this wife talking to her husband. It was their anniversary. And she said, I had this beautiful dream that you brought me this expensive necklace with a huge diamond. What does it mean? So he told her, just wait till the evening.
Keep
You'll
dreaming.
See. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming the evening, she's all excited, getting dressed, whatever. He's bringing her this little red box, you know, tied with the everything beautiful, all excited. She opened it. Inside there is a little book saying, The Meaning of Dreams.
Oh, I kill him.
What say again? Put the volume down.
She had a small book inside saying, The Meaning of Dreams.
That's a good one. Yeah. So let me tell you a short story.
Please.
So it was like this. This guy was driving in Nice, you know, in the beautiful mountains,
mm-hmm.
bridge, and a buck just jumped, and he lost control and fell down, and... cut his head off. He really cut his head, and he had a huge gash on his head. And anyway, as he was crawling, it's a joke, so don't be so serious.
It's good.
So anyway, as he was like crawling up, he's trying back to the road. He's trying to help, you know, please
from
help
the
him from the ditch. He stopped a beautiful convertible. Came out a beautiful woman to die for. Beautiful woman came out. She says, "Look, let me take you home. I will fix you up, and I will bandage you, and I will clean you, and whatever." He says, "No, I think my wife will be very upset if I go with you home." He says, "Don't be silly, man. Just come with me home. I will clean you up. I will bandage you. I'm a nurse." Anyway, she convinced him. He went home. He went home with her. She really cleaned him up nicely and bandaged him.
I'm sure she did.
Let me finish. Then she bandaged him and it was really feeling. And he says, "Look, I think my wife will be really upset if she will." No. Don't worry about it. She opened a nice beer, cold beer. He was drinking the beer and the next beer. He was really, really happy. Fireball. And then everybody's dancing to the song. But then what happened is, then he says, "Look, I have to leave because my wife will be really, really upset." I mean, she says, "Where's your wife while she's opening the buttons of her shirt? Where's your wife?" He said, "She's still there with the bike."
Ah, so what does that tell you? He's not worried about the wife.
You know, a woman with a baby going up the bus.
Yeah.
The driver looking on the baby said, "Wow, that's the ugliest baby I ever saw in my life." She is in tears, furious, everything, walking to the back of the bus, sitting down. The guy next to her said, "What's wrong? Why are you in tears and so upset?" Said, "Look, that's what he said." Said, "Listen, go back to the driver, give him a piece of mind. I will keep the chimpanzee for now."
You know, if you're talking about buses, you know, a midget is coming on the bus, and he's sitting next to he was sitting next to me, and every time the bus used to stop because his legs are too short and he can't get to the floor, he used to slip out of his seat, and I used to catch him and put him back in his seat. And that happened once, it's happened twice, it's happened three times, it's happened four times. The fifth time, he starts shouting at me, "Stop doing it, stop getting me." I said, "But I'm trying to help you." He said, "But my station to get out was 5
Guys, the time now is 6:57. If you have anything clever to say, just say it now before
we
log up.
I will say now, tomorrow morning, guys, we have a surprise for you. Roy is not here. So you're going to have a date with me, Liel, and my guest and my friend. And we're going to talk about
All kind of
things. We're going to have nice music. And please, please, please join us.
You're in charge
week.
Tomorrow, Leo.
I'm in charge only tomorrow. And Roy will be back next Thursday morning. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. So I'm going to only see you next week.
So we all going to be here next Wednesday and
that
tomorrow morning.
That was very confusing. Next of next.
No, it's like South African.
Ah, it's
now,
a ishi.
Now.
Next wish,
now,
ishi.
Now, next of next week.
Now.
So I'm going to say to you, good Shabbos. Okay. Have a
Shabbat
good
shalom
weekend.
To everyone. Bye-bye. Be safe. Keep yourself
don't
safe.
Forget 9 o'clock tomorrow,
6:58. And you know what? Before we go, let me put a nice song so people really like it. Which one do you want to put?
A good one.
A nice song.
Something with
it,
a
it
lot
is,
of beat.
It is nice.
Some doof doof.
I'm not sure if you're going to like that one. What do you think about that? You like that, guys? 6:58. Have a good weekend, guys. I wish you enjoy yourself. Have good feeling.